So coming to the end of the P11D, I think it's a good idea now if, first of all, we review what I see as common errors to avoid, including, firstly, the failure to report expense payments where the employer assumes that the expense is allowable. That might be home to work travel. Failure to report benefits in kind, such as company cars and company car fuel benefit. And that might involve perhaps a pool car that doesn't qualify as a pool car and was available for private use, or providing fuel in such a way that the employee doesn't make good any private fuel or the full cost of any private fuel and a benefit arises. Failure to include VAT in the cash equivalent of the benefit, again, is a common error that I see. People forgetting that, particularly with staff entertaining costs or staff function costs, that you have to include the VAT element. And failure to include all costs related to the provision of the benefit. So again, with a staff function, including not just the cost of the meals, but the cost of the music, the cost of the taxi, fares to and from the venue, all costs that have to be included. List prices of company cars incorrectly reported will often crop up with an HMRC inspection because they'll check the list prices against perhaps Parker's Guide. And if they find that the second-hand price or the discounted price has been used, they will be looking for some money. Home-to-work mileage reimbursement, staff entertaining and working lunches, personal mobile and home telephone rental costs, top-ups for Oyster cards as well as top-ups for mobile phones, which are personal phones, often crop up. And then other personal expense costs, which haven't been reported or put through payroll. HMRC's website includes a heading of HMRC completion of P11D, some useful tips or some helpful tips. If I go through this for you, it says that the following tips should help you avoid making mistakes when you're completing your P11Ds for the 2007-08 tax year. We have pulled them together from the most common errors that people made when they completed their 2006-07 returns. We can deal with your returns faster if you avoid some of these common errors. Then HMRC lists the following errors. Make sure the entries on your return are clear and legible. Use a font size that is clear and readable. Show the employee's national insurance number, date of birth, and gender. An electric car, fuel type E, does not have CO2 emissions. The dates car available from box should only be completed when the car was first provided in that tax year. The date car available to box should only be completed when the car was withdrawn in that tax year. Do not enter 5th of April unless the car was withdrawn from the 5th of April. When completing interest-free and low-interest loans details, the dates loan was made box should only be completed when the loan was first provided in that tax year. When completing interest-free and low-interest loan details, dates loan was discharged box should only be completed when the loan was discharged in that tax year. Do not enter 5th of April unless the loan was discharged on the 5th of April. Next, I'd like to just quickly run through my P11D checklist. First of all, I want you to set a realistic timetable and start the preparation as early as possible, working back from the 6th of July deadline. I would suggest copies of the P11Ds or the P11D information to employees by, say, Monday the 23rd of June 2008. Allow them a week to come back with any queries. Expect them to provide the queries by the Friday of that week. You then have 2 weeks left to submit the P11Ds accurately and on time. Contact anyone else from whom information will be required. Payroll Bureau for information on loans repaid or payments made for the private use of the company car. Fleet Manager for details of company car and fuel benefits, including any changes that have occurred since the 5th of April 2007. Company car drivers for their returns of business mileage to confirm there's no fuel benefit has been provided or to recover the cost of any private fuel. HR or personnel for details of anything that has to be reported on P11Ds. For example, relocation payments. Contact your software supplier for the latest P11D software. Order sufficient P11D forms if they are to be manually prepared. and make sure that you have some spare forms in case you need them at the last minute. Review last year's PL11Ds to confirm what benefits or expense payments were reported previously, again ensuring consistency of treatment. Review and update, or if you do not already have one, set up your permanent PL11D file to keep details of any PL11D dispensation and any other useful information. You can add items to the permanent file during the year, notably such matters as agendas and itineraries for the annual Christmas party or the summer ball or the director's sales conference. Identify any expense payments or benefits in kind that do not have to be reported because they're covered by a PL11D dispensation, where we might expect to see business travel, subsistence, accommodation, entertaining, telephone calls and professional subscriptions. An HMRC guidance note such as the advisory mileage rates for company cars or the reimbursement of business mileage for employees using their own cars, where reimbursement is within the unified rates. This list should also include tax exemptions, for example, long service awards, late night taxis, small gifts, annual staff functions, staff canteens and light refreshments, incidental overnight expenses, £5 per night in the UK, £10 overseas. The PAY settlement agreement for minor, irregular and impractical payments. A tax reward scheme for incentive schemes. Finally, in summary, I would say PL11D reporting is difficult and can be very time consuming. And of course, any failure to complete this exercise accurately and on time could prove costly in terms of interest and penalties, as well as the employer perhaps picking up the tax bill on a grossed up basis. The additional work in producing many more PL11Ds than are necessary has a knock-on effect on directors and employees and should be avoided. Preparing properly, starting early, and informing employees and directors of the expense payments and benefits that are reportable, obtaining PL11D dispensations to minimise the reporting to only taxable items, will all help to reduce the errors and the adverse effect on the people that make the money for the employing company. I hope you found this PL11D podcast helpful. Thank you for listening.